Ihsan Makawi akhir April lalu mendapatkan ganti rugi senilai $175.000 atau hampir 2,5 miliar rupiah atas gugatannya yang ditujukan ke kepolisian Yonkers, New York. Muslimah New York ini ditahan atas tuduhan memukul putrinya sendiri, tuduhan yang kemudian tak terbukti. Tapi perlakuan diskriminatif terjadi saat proses penahanan hingga pengadilan.
Our client pleaded with law enforcement officials that she could not remove her hijab because of her religious beliefs, and she was forced to remove it regardless. And she had to remove it for a mugshot. She was placed in a cell with male officers in view, walking around with other male arrestees in view. In the area, and she was placed in that cell without her hijab for several hours. She was taken then to the judge, to the courthouse in public view without her hijab. Then she was transported over to the county jail without her hijab as well.
Pemberian ganti rugi ini diputuskan sekitar setahun sejak Ihsan Makawi mengajukan gugatannya. Sementara Aida Al-Qadi, Muslimah di Chicago, Illinois, harus menunggu lebih lama lagi. Ia berurusan dengan polisi untuk pelanggaran lalu lintas pada 2014 saat masih tinggal di St. Paul, negara bagian Minnesota.
I have no problem taking it off, but I don't want to take it off here because there was a lot of men in the area. I said, please, I don't mind taking it off. You know, I'm a Muslim. Please, you know, don't take it off. So when I raised my hand like that to try to stop her, she automatically said I was trying to hurt her or I was doing something wrong. And so right away they took me and they dragged me and they put me in a cell. They forced me. I said, please, you know, I don't mind showing my hair. I don't mind letting you see if I have anything but just if I can have all women. They said, no, we don't have women.
Kasus Aida baru selesai tahun 2019 dengan ganti rugi sebesar $120.000 atau lebih dari 1,7 miliar rupiah.
Menurut para pengacara para penggugat, munculnya berbagai gugatan itu karena mereka mempunyai landasan hukum yang kuat, yakni konstitusi yang menjamin kebebasan beragama, juga Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Person Act, Undang-Undang Kebebasan Beragama bagi para napi atau tahanan. Undang-undang ini baru disahkan pada tahun 2000, sehingga kadang masih memunculkan benturan di tingkat pelaksanaan.
Itu pula yang terjadi di Ramsey County, tempat pelanggaran terhadap Aida terjadi.
I think that part of the reason that Ramsey County was willing to settle is because they knew that they had done wrong. Felt like we were in a good position to prevail at trial, and so absolutely a big part of the cash payment that we were looking for was to compensate Ms. Al-Qadi for the very real psychological harm that she suffered from being put through this just absolutely horrendous experience.
Menurut kelompok advokasi Muslim, bukan nilai nominal ganti rugi yang menjadi tujuan utama.
We hope it's important for the signal that it sends that these types of cases are extremely traumatizing to the victim and to the community at large.
Trauma yang dialami korban tak bisa diganti dengan uang. Tapi setidaknya ganti rugi besar seperti ini, diharap CARE bisa memaksa penegak hukum untuk melakukan pembenahan yang diperlukan. Dari Alexandria, Virginia, Yuni Salim, dan tim VOA.